Merging with Shiva, lesson 168. Understanding is control. When a situation comes up, I observe how the conscious mind looks at it. Then I ask how my subconscious would see it. Pondering further, I inquire how my subsuperconscious relates to it. Then, how my superconscious views it. Through this process, I get a clear picture of what happened, how it happened, and if I should take it seriously. You might react strongly to a happening, but when you look closely, you see it wasn't much to be concerned about. It is just the subconscious reacting, so you forget it. The subconscious was the problem. It is your subsuperconscious, intuitive understanding that makes such judgments. Remember, these are not five separate departments. They all interrelate. The conscious and subconscious work together. The sub-subconscious seems to work independently of both the conscious and the subconscious, but it's not really independent. It's just another aspect of the subconscious. The superconscious is our vast, pure intelligence. The sub-superconscious is one aspect of the superconscious, functioning through the subconscious patterns. As we begin working with ourselves, we remold the patterns that set the course of our life. We remold our subconscious mind. We begin to identify with infinite intelligence, not with the body, or the emotions, or the intellect. As we prepare for the realization of the self in this life, we set new energies into action within our body. We begin to flow our awareness out of the past and into the present, right into the now. This steadies emotion. Then we cease to have concepts that the physical body or the emotional body is I. We begin to claim spiritual independence and are able to watch the mind think. By remolding old habit patterns in the subconscious mind, we cultivate a contemplative nature and become nonviolent in thought and action, having that innate understanding of the karmic cycles of the workings of the various states of mind. We are able to love our fellow man. It is easy to keep promises and confidences, for we have a certain restraint. We can begin to direct desires and acquire a certain inner poise, which we did not have before, and we continually find new understanding through meditation. In order to meditate, it is not enough to memorize the five states of mind, conscious mind, subconscious mind, sub of the subconscious mind, sub-superconscious mind, and superconscious mind. It is not enough to memorize the processes of unwinding awareness and reprogramming the subconscious through affirmation, attention, concentration, and observation. We must study out and apply these teachings to ourselves. We must master them. This is the way we become a different person than we are today. When we simply memorize, we are only putting another intellectual covering over the beauty of our soul. Surround yourself with superconscious people, people who are on the path. Being in their presence will help you, and their being in your presence will help them. The group helps the individual, and the individual helps the group. This is provided the group is of one mind, both inner and outer. Place yourself in a good environment, a physically clean house, clean clothing, clean body, and among people who are shining forth from within. Do not surround yourself with people who are bound in the conscious mind, engrossed in jealousy, hate, fear, and the other instinctive intellectual qualities that cause contention in and among them. This will disturb you and hinder your progress on the spiritual path. If you are going to sit for meditation, you must follow these inner laws. Do not argue with anyone anymore. A mystic never argues. Arguments pulls awareness into the conscious mind and programs the subconscious in a strange way. It becomes mixed up. Then it has to be unscrambled. Also, never try to convince anyone of anything. If you are talking to a mystic, he will understand what you are going to say as you speak it. Usually before you have spoken, he will have grasped the point of it. He's that sharp, he's that keen. If you are talking to someone who lives deep in the intellect of the conscious mind, he will want to discuss endlessly. He will want to argue subtle points, and the issue will never be fully settled, especially if you disagree with him. The mystic sits in meditation and asks himself, "Who am I? Where did I come from? Where am I going?" He has the sensitivity to take a little flower and study it and conquer the functions of distraction as he works to hold his awareness at attention. Like a well-disciplined soldier, the within, with a will supreme in governing that attention. This caliber of mystic will in this way learn to concentrate inwardly as his supreme will dominates his powers of awareness, bringing forth the body of the soul into the physical elements, so its keen inner observation is unfolded.